these people. Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A, Catherine Gonzalez. That's them?
Yeah.
There's their charts, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Date of birth is 9/5/52. Date of injury is 5/25/22. This is a 69-year-old woman, driver, involved in a motor vehicle accident on 5/25/22, where she was the driver. She was going straight. Her light was very green, and she was hit with a car that was making a left-hand turn, period. New paragraph. Patient is divorced, has two children, works at HEB Bakery, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of heart disease. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Medication, only thyroid medication and Motrin and Tylenol at this time. A medical problem, Hashimoto thyroiditis. Surgery, appendectomy 4 days ago after the surgery. Review of system. Patient has had developed a day or two after the car wreck, developed abdominal pain, which she ignored. Abdominal pain subsequently got worse, where she went to the emergency room in 6-6-2 and had appendectomy and for 3 or 4 days after that. Patient complains of low back pain and neck pain at this time, and the bruising about the abdominal wall where she's hurting. Patient was seen at Carbon Clinic in Austin. The number is 512-910-3932. On or about June 1st, the records are being sent to us at this time. On exam, alert, awaken, no distress, 140 over 60, pulse 80, respiration is 18, heart pulse, swim pulse, still lungs, clear abdomen soft. There's definitely a decreased range of motion, cervical region, and there's abdominal wall tenderness, status post appendectomy, scar present, bruising abdominal wall, bruising chest wall, also decreased range of motion, low back pain. Number one, we'll get a CT of the C-spine and L-spine. Number two, we'll start patient on physical therapy. Number three, continue with Motrin and Tylenol. Number four, positive biofeedback. Number five, avoid the muscle relaxer and pain medication because of her job and the driving that she does. Number six, she'll return back to work when her appendectomy is healed. Number seven, reevaluate response to physical therapy in the next 4 weeks. Thank you.